Hello, yogis, and welcome to episode 6 of the Casual Yoga Podcast, where we bring you easy practices and advice from real yogis to help you find your yoga wherever you go. In this episode, we're going to focus on the Warrior One. It's one of the most famous or well-known yoga poses, and you'll most likely use it in any yoga flow, either in your own practice or if you go to a class. I invite you to do this one standing, and so you're going to want about 6 feet of space. And if you need something to support yourself, like a chair, you can use that during the practice to lean on, or you can support your legs through the practice by resting your upper leg on the seat of the chair. Once you're set up, let's begin. For this practice, we're going to start standing in Tall Mountain with hands in Namaste, or Tadasana. Go ahead and close your eyes and breathe in and out. Let go of all of your other to-dos and the other tasks that you have ahead of you. They'll be there in 5 minutes. Breathe in and out. This time is for you to find the strength you need. So just keep breathing in this space. This is your space, here and now. Breathe in one more time and exhale. And now let's begin. Start by sending your left foot back. You're going to end up in a bit of a wide stance. Spiral your back foot out to a 45 degree angle and keep the heels in line with each other. Make sure there's a bend in your front leg and your knee is tracking or pointing over your toes. If it at any point falls in towards your midline, just notice and readjust with kindness. Your hips should be facing forward, and you should find support through your base. Once you've clarified that foundation through your legs, go ahead on an inhale and reach up with your arms, expanding into the space. If you need to modify this by placing your arms on a chair, or if your shoulders are kind of tight, you can modify by going into a cactus arm stance. Breathe in and find expansion in your heart center. And exhale, deepen into the pose, bending your knee a little bit more forward and finding a little bit more sensation, just wherever you're at. Don't try to force yourself or cause any pain. This is about finding strength where you are. And then breathe in, expand back up, reaching towards the sky wherever your arms are at, and exhale, deepen into the pose. Inhale one more time, and exhale, deepen one last time. Then on an inhale, you're going to bring your left foot back up to center in alignment with your right foot. So just standing straight again. Inhale again and exhale. Send your right foot back, spiraling your right foot back into a 45 degree angle. Heels are aligned with each other. Inhale and reach your arms up. Remember to keep your knee over your toes and your hips facing forward. And breathe in, expand into the space. And exhale, deepen into the pose, finding strength in this position. Inhale with love and compassion and kindness. And exhale, deepen, breathing out kindness and compassion. Breathe in, inhaling strength and joy and power. And exhale, send out love and kindness and strength outwards. Inhale one more time. And exhale, yield into your front leg and come back to center. Inhale, sweep your arms up, palms touching above your head, and exhale, bringing your hands back down to heart center. Yogis, this is something that you can come back to and use this pose to find the strength and the power that you need throughout your week, throughout your day. Even just doing a small breath practice can bring back some of the power that you felt today. Thank you for joining me today. And remember, your practice doesn't have to be perfect. Just show up, breathe, move, and find your divine. See you in the next episode, and namaste.